the Southern Pacific Rail Line advertised it served fresh oysters on its run from Texas to California. It was special service and an amenity that helped foil one of the last train holdups in the country's history. The unique story is this edition on the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming and ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
In 1912, Ben Kilpatrick and Ole Hoback attempted to rob the transcontinental route near Sanderson, Texas. The holdup took place on what is today Kinley Coyne's property.
Right on the other side of the canyon, it turns, and that's where they stopped the train, and they went in to rob the mail train.
They encountered David Truesdale, who worked in the mail car. He realized it was a holdup and decided to help the bandits.
He actually told Ben Kilpatrick there was a package on the floor that was worth a lot of money.
A unique feature of this train was about to help Mr. Truesdale take out one of the bandits.
David Truesdale had grabbed an ice mallet because this train boasted that they had fresh oysters from California to Texas. So they had to keep those oysters on ice. When he grabbed that ice mallet, he hit it behind his back.
When Kilpatrick bent over to pick up the package, Truesdale killed him with the ice mallet.
He took both of Kilpatrick's pistols and his .401 Winchester, and he gave two of the porters each a pistol, and he held the rifle, and they knew there was another robber, who was Ole Hoback.
Now Truesdale needed a way to coax the other robber to come to the mail car.
So finally Truesdale fired a shot into the roof of the train car, and Hoback came in, and David Truesdale shot him and killed him.
The train eventually made its way to Sanderson, where the two dead robbers were unloaded. Today, we know much about the event because of what took place next.
There's a famous photo, a death photo of Ben Kilpatrick and Ole Hoback. And the reason why that photo was taken was because there happened to be a carnival in town with a photographer, and he took the picture.
Truesdale was an instant hero who saved the lives and property of those on the train. The robbery took place here on Kinley's property. Traveling the countryside near Sanderson, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.